Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Resting in the Beauty of God.
The Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your prayer that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name and gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes it is more enjoyable to be true than to be just plain good. In some ways, truth and goodness are only aspects of one another. But sometimes in my life, the closest I come to goodness can be summed up in the saying, well, at least I didn't do anything wrong. There's no happiness there, really. But to be true reaches out to all of life in remarkably creative ways. Holiness is spiritual beauty radiating from a single point, a single heart. Holiness often seems a beauty, an orderliness in itself. It can seem remote, but truth reaches out in ever more creative ways to express a goodness that is independent and capable of being shared by all. And when it is expressed, we find an even more imaginative experience of beauty and goodness, and we're filled with joy. The Scriptures would have a share in God's joy. I think that if put to the test, most of us would say that this is a very good idea, but it seems to me that this is an aspect of God's revelation that I simply do not visit often enough. In today's gospel, Jesus prays to the Father for his disciples, but really also for all of us in the world. He petitions, consecrate them in truth. I like to stay with this manner of prayer for a while. Most often, my vocal and intellectual prayer centers upon some urgent need or the avoidance of a difficulty or evil. But Jesus is asking us to focus directly on the Father and let what we discover fill our minds and hearts with divine possibilities and divine beauty. I also enter into the mystery of God's own being, and as I encounter the miracle of God's beauty and wonder and joy, just spend time. Here, my prayer isn't so much petition as it is discovery. Discovery, not in any controlled sense, but a journey into wonder, as God allows the splendor of his divine communication to touch my limited mind and all too human faculties. We Dominicans often speak of contemplation, and so the slogan of our preaching, Contemplata alias Tradere, to give to others the fruits of our contemplation. But I must confess that in the frantic pace of life, we can risk not taking the best sort of time to rest in the wonder of God's grandeur. So, here is Jesus, the final moments of his time with us, calling us to the highest form of prayer. Just before the first line of the gospel, Jesus says, "And now I am no more in this world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you." Then Jesus prays, "Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one." Jesus locates us in the joy, his joy, which he would have fulfilled in his disciples. Do we think of our prayer in this way? Well, sometimes when I pray, I just see myself at the bottom of a deep pit, just trying to rise up. Or I see myself in conflict with all the little things that can go wrong. What Jesus is telling us in his farewell address can point me in another direction. I see myself somehow connected to his promises. I see some radiant light that calls me beyond the normal content of my prayer. Jesus has come to share his life with the Father and in the Holy Spirit with us, yes, even with me. So rather than get all worked up over all the things that could go wrong, I think a better approach is just to rest in the beauty which God provides us through the love of Jesus. Rather than an urgent, troubled appeal, I would look to a more restful presence before the Lord of all beauty and goodness. What a remarkable thing it is that God would give us life in the first place, and then to bless that life with a call to rise up and share with him and our brothers and sisters the call to heaven. I really can't control any of this, but I can open my heart and my life to what Jesus is calling me to share. Rather than tumble onto my knees with the latest urgent appeal, there is the other possibility of just taking time for and with God. And in this restfulness, you may find that you are fully alive to the possibilities with which the Lord is blessing you. Such a habit of prayer and a sense of presence of God and the beauty of creation itself blesses us with a joy and a sense of fulfillment that gives a new direction for the best that we might hope for in life. So I find in the farewell discourse of Jesus not so much as saying goodbye, but an appeal for us to cross over into those aspects of the divine life and energy which we can share even now. During this time of pandemic, things have changed in a way that really stresses the value of ordinary things that I really enjoy. Having friends for dinner or the casual coffee meeting now seems so wonderful. And as it's becoming safer to have these again, I realize more than ever just how enjoyable and necessary they are. Then on a larger frame of reference, I realize the health needs of my brothers and sisters throughout the world. I hear from Kenya just how great the needs are from a former student and friends. Then we're all being made aware of the critical needs of India, seeing the crowds of people gathered in and on the banks of the Ganges River was really a heartbreaking experience when you consider the risks and hear about the number of deaths in that culture. So our prayer must expand to include our brothers and sisters everywhere, and even with a greater urgency. These are just a few of the changes that have touched my life during the pandemic and hopefully have expanded and increased the intensity of my prayer for my brothers and sisters everywhere. May you be blessed this day in your special needs and come to know your value and goodness and beauty in the eyes of our loving Savior. God bless you.